eye on that one. Some breaking news today. I don't know whether you guys have seen this. The Olympics have been drawn.
Olympics have been drawn.
So I can give you the Olympics. Yeah, yeah. The Olympics.
Not an easy group for Great Britain, is it?
No. Great Britain and Group A, they were seeded. So they were going to meet Mexico, Brazil, Spain. Great Britain have got Senegal, UAE and Uruguay.
Tough team, UAE.
Why the Aussies not got the team?
They didn't qualify.
Yeah, you have to qualify. Senegal
got the last qualifying place, didn't they?
They beat Oman 2-0 last night in a playoff for the 16th and final place. And they're basing themselves in Medway, so essentially Gillingham. There is going to be a pre-season friendly, Gillingham v Senegal.
Really?
Yes.
That is brilliant.
UAE
Brazil, basing themselves in Crystal Palace, so I'm hoping for the same thing.
There you go. UAE, world ranking 121 as well, 121 down there. They finished top of the Asian qualifying Group B.
Kept us scoreless.
Oh, really?
So Australia went 540 minutes without a goal.
Jesus. Really?
Wow.
We did not score in our six games in Group B.
Joking.
Were the players mostly sort of A-League players? Because I know the age restrictions are still there.
Yeah. The main reason was we could only get the A-League players and we couldn't get the overseas-based players because they weren't played on international dates. So we have quite a good batch of under-23s, but they're all playing overseas.
Oh, really?
And we couldn't get them, and our coach was probably not great either.
Could you still have the over 23 players in the qualifiers?
What is ridiculous about the Olympics in that you have to qualify with the under 23s, but then you make the Olympics and you can bring in three ring-ins to actually play
the ball.
I can't believe New Zealand made it and we haven't. That's just embarrassing.
That's because
we gave up
a free Oceania spot to move into Asia.
How did you guys do when it was in Sydney, the Olympics? Did you qualify automatically for that?
We did, yes.
Yeah, because Great Britain, we didn't qualify at all, did we?
We didn't have a team.
First ever team.
No, it's not qualified. We haven't put a team together since
1960. That's what I'm saying. We didn't qualify for this.
This is the first time that Australia hasn't qualified for an Olympic Games for
21,
22
years.
Really? Since 1980. Oceania.
Basically, we gave up
Oceania in... When did we give it up?
If you weren't from Wigan, you'd know that.
2000.
2000. Because 2005.
Have Wigan got a team in the Olympic? Did they enter at all? Or?
They're part of Team Great Britain.
Okay, yeah, okay? True.
Everybody's included.
How did you guys get on in Sydney then?
We were rubbish.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we are.
That's a headline.
We lost to Italy 1-0. We lost to Nigeria 3-2 with Sydney FC star Brett Eminem being sent off.
I would love to see the Nigeria under... Kanu still plays for him. Ibrahim Bakayoko. Over Femi Martins. He's only 21. Just seems like he's been around longer. He started the game at 14.
Group D's not easy either.
No, yeah, we'll go through. That's Group A. Group B is Mexico, South Korea, Gabon, Switzerland... Group C, Brazil, Egypt, Belarus, New Zealand, as you said. Group D is Spain, Japan, Honduras and Morocco. Morocco are decent, aren't they?
So is Japan.
I'm not entirely sure how good any of these teams are under 23 level. But
Uruguay are well-ranked number three.
Yeah.
Well, they're so including...
If they're number three, I don't really know why Mexico, Brazil and Spain were the team seeded.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really make sense. Uruguay are including Suarez, Emerson, Cavani and... Diego Forlan as their three overage players.
But like you said, they can't do a rating on an under 23 squad because there is no under 23 squad.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're right. How at being third in the world can you possibly not be seeded? That makes no sense.
It's an interesting one. I'm interested. Over here, we've never had a Great Britain team, football team. I don't know how it's going to go. Well, okay, in our lifetime. Yeah, in our lifetime, we've never had it, have we?
No.
And in modern football times, we've never had it. I'm interested how it's all going to go.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Well, as long as the other nations actually put in players, otherwise it's going to be shit. It's
been England. It's still
in the pipeline.
I think Bale will be in it. Well, he's well keen. He's been on all promotion.
But they might ban it.
I did do the women's draw.
Why?
Oh yeah, no, there is a women's draw there.
Yeah,
that's the reason they've called it Group E. Even it's in the carriation on.
Exactly.
Do you know anything about
carriation on?
Australia didn't qualify again here.
New Zealand are there again.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's Korea DPR?
North Korea.
It's Korea.
One of the best women's teams in the world.
Basically, North Korea.
Any woman in North Korea who shows any athletic talent gets pushed into the football team, and they basically just get groomed.
Literally pushed.
Literally.
And they get groomed. That's a really bad bad choice of words.
They also all look like men. They do.
They have the great haircuts.
All the what?
Leave it. Like let's move on.
Every women's footballer or that?
I can't believe it's taken.
I'm just
I can't believe.
You sit down and you just watch it.
I can't believe it's taken 43 minutes.
I don't know you.
Well, hang on.
Yeah. Absolutely toast. Oh, we're going to move swiftly on. Do you remember last week we had One Leg on the Cup? Basically, these guys are at One Leg on the Cup on Twitter.
There's a lot of pointing going on there.
They're going.
I'm sitting between the two of them. Yeah. I'm moving. I'm serious.
Dan's going to come round and sit here. Sean and Jess are going to have a fight later.
Just
an arm wrestle would be lovely.
I think we should.
We got friends that are basically have got one game of every round of the FA Cup since the first qualifying round this season, which is pretty impressive. They're into the semi-finals, and the blog is up on our site at the moment. Yesterday, they met David Barber, who is the FA Cup Jedi Master. He's been over to 400 FA Cup games, apparently. So they asked us for some questions. Do you know what we came up with?
what did we come up with?
I emailed all the podcasters and said, right, they're meeting this guy. He knows everything about FA Cup.
I've been really busy.
What do you want to know? I can't say most of the ones that they come up with. The only ones that we could print was, where did you get the best pie? This guy, he works for the FA.
Yeah, but health is important.
What's the worst ground? What's the worst ground you've ever visited during the FA Cup games? That's not a bad shout.
What's the worst ground?
Worst grounds, yeah. Right. This was Coxon's. Coxon really wanted this answer. Which county has fared the worst in the FA Cup's history? Cornwall have not got a team,
exactly.
So it's going to be them.
It's a shit question.
Yeah.
Couldn't you find that on Wikipedia?
Probably. Yeah. Just being very lazy. And I like this one. This is the only good one we've got. Statistically, can you tell us the biggest FA Cup set ever?
Statistically?
Yeah. So the most places between the two teams.
Right.
That's the only good question.
That's a good question.
Fair, though, you could probably Google that as well.
But to be fair, knowing the One Leg on the Cup guys, the only one they'll ask is the best pie. They won't care about the others.
Tony and the Rhino.
Yeah. But they had the interview yesterday, so we should get some audio from them, or at the very least a blog, which will be up on the site later this week or start next week. So keep an eye on that. Right, any other news? Dan, you must have seen some stuff. I've always got a few little nitbits.
Do you know what? I was so excited about tonight that I did no preparation whatsoever.
Really excited. It doesn't sound like you were that excited at all.
So excited.
Alright, we've got two listener questions. Interesting to know your views on this as well. This is from Tants_8 on Twitter. Should the Champions League go back to just being for champions to try and stop fourth place becoming more important than the Europa/FA Cup? So there's a big thing at the moment. Like one of the only things to be decided, it was looking like a few weeks ago, would be at the terms of the top of the league. Looked like Man United were going to run away the title. So all the focus on Sky and stuff went on to fourth place. It's like, all right, who's going to get
between Newcastle and
Newcastle, Chelsea, Spurs, Arsenal are all sort of vying for two places, pretty much, aren't they?
Yeah.
So the focus was like, right, it's all about third and fourth place, just because it's Champions League.
If I might stick in, I think first point of call is that Europa League has to go back to the UEFA Cup before anyone even gives a shit about it, because the Europa League at the moment is that much of a joke. You've got to play that many games.
Do the games get shown over there?
Yeah. Champions League and Europa League.
You've got to play that many games in Europa League that no one gives a shit about it. They've got to go back to the old way of having the UEFA Cup and making it a tournament that you can play in as well as your league that you genuinely
because
might be able to win.
The group stages are just a joke. The way once it gets to the knockouts, you get some really good games.
There's been some great ones recently.
Some fantastic games.
Valencia against
Atletico Madrid, 4-2.
So good you couldn't remember who they were playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Valencia against that team in red.
It's a good game.
Alright, so we agree on that. I agree on that as well. Scrap the group stages, they're just pointless.
But with regards to the Champions League, yes, it'd be a lot fairer to the poorer leagues in the country if they're in Europe, if their champions were to get.
It's one of the things that's just often said, isn't it? It's like, oh, the Champions League should be for the champions.
But
it's never going to come.
It's only because it's called the Champions League. Yeah, if they still called it something else, there wouldn't be the debate, would there? How's that for a question? You think you're thinking about it, haven't you? You got nothing. You're speechless. Jim Staples is speechless.
I'm looking at that guy out there.
Jim Staples is speechless.
The guy just fell out. No, I was trying to process the question, actually. I don't know if it was a question or a statement.
If it was called the World Club
European
Championship.
Super
the World Club Championship. Yeah, the World Club Championship or something.
We've already got that.
But you know what I mean. If it wasn't
I don't know what you mean. Like the European Super League or whatever.
Yeah, but possibly.
But then, wouldn't it be, in a utopian society and situation within football, it would be amazing. Just imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe you could even do a spin-off competition. Like, so you keep the Champions League, and then you do another competition where you just have.
Yeah, give teams another 40 games to play in a season. Let's play 174 games in one season.
The eight biggest leagues in Europe. Yeah, champions.
Are there eight?
potentially not. Okay, six or whatever, however you want to bat it down.
Right.
We'll get four teams, four biggest leagues. Germany,
fuck
England.
It, two of the biggest leagues.
Germany, England,
what,
Spain.
Biggest league? Just the biggest league.
Yeah. Hear me out. Germany, yeah. England, Spain, Italy, or put France in there, or whatever you want
and
to
Portugal,
do.
Because and had
one team from each nation goes through to a spin-off competition just for the champions.
Is it more comedy?
So two semi-finals.
Is it more comedy or drama spin-off?
Two semi-finals, one final.
I think it's going to go the way of Joey, this spin-off.
That was really good.
Good from you.
Good from you.
Or Saved by the Bell, the new generation.
Yeah.
If it's not got Tiffany Adam from Pizza in it, I'm not interested.
Saved by the Bell is the name of this podcast as well. Definitely. Spell the last week. Last week we were in this pub and it smelled of piss.
We were sitting around the other.
I'm still outraged that you don't get free beer in this place.
Yeah, no.
I think you should take up with them in a minute.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me because you know I will.
Yeah.
I have just tempted you.
She's a real pointer, isn't she, Charles?
I don't know. Dave.
Is that going to check shirt?
Yeah,
I'm a little bit scared.
You just got to ask.
Yeah, no, I think we did ask once, and I just
thought. Well, the thing is, we haven't really publicised it very well. In the last podcast, we talked about it stinking of
piss. I don't know if this would be a good thing. Imagine if they said, yeah, come on, or you can have free beer. We'd just get absolutely hammered.
It'd be a nightmare.
We get enough shit for this as it is.
Have you ever listened to the Australian one? It gets you about 20 minutes, and that's where everyone gets a bit more, you know.
See, that's the thing, we don't do this. I'd rather do this of an evening. But I suppose we have commitment.
Is this an interesting subject for the listeners at the moment? What you've
probably
described,
not.
Do they want to know about the politics of when we record the next
probably
show?
Probably not.
They just want it in their ears, so to speak. We should. We definitely will. All right, so we haven't actually answered this. So we're saying the Champions League should go back to that format.
No. I think the quality of the Champions League is better, but then probably it would be if you included like just the champions of like the Belarusian league and the
he just waffles on and I don't even know what he says half the time.
I think everyone forgets how boring the first few rounds of the old Champions League actually was. So you know,
I still find it quite boring at the moment, to be honest. I don't
the group
watch any Champions
are pretty rubbish, isn't
I'd rather watch a League One, League Two game than a Champions League like group game.
They are boring
until the last group game when it's all like all or nothing.
Yeah. But
you've never watched a League One, League Two game.
No, that's because your team's not in it.
While we're talking about,
you'd rather watch a League One, League Two game because your team's in it.
Shush, League Two.
No,
Bilal Moshni.
Love him.
Got a hat trick. See this?
No, he didn't.
Got a hat trick.
You are joking.
As a guy, he's a scumbag. He's a
massive scumbag.
You're
joking. You're joking. I can't believe I missed this.
I'm disappointed. You did.
I'm devastated.
He got a hat trick against Barnet Southend.
Oh, anyway, I love
it. We're moving on quickly. Right, another question for you. Interested in your thoughts on this one, Greg. This is from Tom Lemons on Facebook. What are your thoughts on the Alan Davis comments about Liverpool FC and Hillsborough and a subsequent Brendan O'Neill article that followed it, right or wrong? Do you know who Alan Davis is?
Yes.
First of all,
actually did read this.
Can we just explain? I don't know who Brendan O'Neill is.
He's a Telegraph columnist.
Yeah, he just responded to it. Anyway,
what did he respond?
We'll get to that. Alan basically agreed with him.
Okay.
And do you know what Alan Davis said, basically?
Yeah.
Essentially, he said what he was saying, and he's just taking an overview of it, is they need to move on a little bit. Well, he wasn't saying that. He was saying that in certain aspects, they need to.
It's not about the
over.
Victims now, it's about just the.
No, he wasn't so much saying that.
Being
he was,
politically correct.
Yeah, and he was also saying that other clubs shouldn't have to. What Liverpool do and the fact that they will never be forgotten is amazing, but other clubs shouldn't have to be impeded on that and stuff like that.
Right.
So go on, what would you...
I think in the end, we're only talking about a day either side, so it's only when it falls on a Saturday, and if Liverpool wish to not play on the day of Hillsborough, because I think you have to remember as well that there's the memorial service that goes along with that.
Yeah.
How important it is to actually the city and the community that the team and representatives of the club still attend that. I think, you know, if they wish not to play on that day, if it falls on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday, then I don't see what the big issue is with a game being played either a day earlier or a day later.
I'm not a Liverpool fan, and like we've discussed this based on doing some research because I was prepared.
Good work.
I know, thank
was
you.
Was that a day
Yeah, you should have been.
I used to think of all of us, to be fair.
But I'm not a Liverpool fan, and like it's hard for me to understand how important Hillsborough is for the club and everything like that, but then when it comes to it, the thing is, until justice is given to those people who died...
Yes.
Until justice is given...
Yes, Sean, I'll have another one, please.
until, Justice.
Who wants a drink? Sean, I'm all right. Jess, Greg, what do you want?
Thank you. Yeah. But until justice is given to the people who died and the work that is given by the people and the volunteers in that pub, it needs to be respected that that day is a very special day, and until justice is given, you respect it. You let it happen. It's nothing about... I don't think it's about PC.
No. Dan, what are your thoughts on it?
I had a really good point.
You forgot it, Ash.
But my intelligence...
Honestly.
Who's from their toy away?
Someone's kicked
that's me outrageous.
That's Sean. That's Sean's kicked my...
That has come all the way, and we've had to pack it about 15 times.
I've got it.
They've traveled for 5 weeks. No. Space is probably at a premium.
No, I'm...
And you've thrown your toy away. You've literally thrown your toys out.
I haven't thrown my toys out. I moved seat. I must have kicked it. I'm sorry, Jess. No, I had a really good point, but I was too busy listening. Hang on, come back to me.
My point on this would be, what Alan Davis said, I can sort of agree with, but he was basically saying it's a Liverpool thing. Fair enough, a Liverpool thing. It's not just a Liverpool thing. From Hillsborough, you got the Taylor Report.
That was it.
From the Taylor Report, football changed monumentally.
You're just going on the...
Yeah,
no,
exactly. He does this quite a lot.
No, hang on, before I forget it again. He was saying that it should... just because it's... You know, that day is special, yes, but it's about the people that it happened to. It's about all year round. It's not just about that particular day. They think about it all year round. So that day, as much as it should be respected, it's not the be-all end-all, because that's not how, you know, people mourn.
But it's a focus. It's a focus on the day when you can say...
Yeah.
Some still things need to be addressed, whatever.
Absolutely, but I appreciate the point that he said, that it's about... It's not just about that day. It's about the families that have to live with it throughout the, you know, forever. You know,
forever.
Every day of the
year.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah, look forward.
I think the important thing about Hillsborough as well is that it was the attack on fans in general, not just Liverpool fans, but the attack from the media, the police, and the authorities.
The Sun. Boom.
Exactly. On fans who were just going to watch a game of football. And I guess from our perspective as Australian football fans, we're the fourth sport in Australia. We have the media basically against us. They'll do everything they can to...
Do you know what those four sports are?
Rugby league, rugby union, and Aussie rules.
Very good.
Boom.
So,
like a
ball. Cricket. It's cricket before...
Cricket's...
Cricket not before football.
Cricket's in summer. So, what's the A-League's in summer as well? It's a competition about football. Everyone loves cricket. So, it's all more about those football players.
The pressure against it, then.
And it doesn't help that the media organisations are heavily invested in the other sports.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about the A-League Grand Final at the very start of this. You know, there's been sniping from the other media about, you know, football diving, you know, not a man sport like rugby league or AFL, where men are men and we can, you know, tackle each other.
You were going to say bum each other then, weren't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. In terms of like print coverage then, is there like the national newspapers? Like if you turn on the back page, will there be football?
Well, just know that Jess got really shy when I said bum each other.
I feel like I'm blushing.
The coverage is improved, but
it's always rugby league.
It's, you know, it's always the last thing in the paper.
Really?
Behind all the football players.
Can you imagine that?
Unless there's a scandal, then it's on the back
page. You know what you see in like the London Evening Standard and the Metro and everything, and how like the last three pages are always football? That's always rugby league.
A good example would be how the Super League's treated in England. So people talk about, you know, rugby league.
Yeah, rugby league's right at the...
But it's right at the back and it's the last thing. So, you know, so I guess for me as an Australian football fan, Hillsborough has that aspect as well, where it's the authorities. You know, we go to games in Australia as away fans and are treated appallingly by the police because they haven't encountered football fans before. They've encountered rugby league or AFL fans who sit on their seat, politely clap.
Right. So there's a complete role reversal in Australia. So the rugby league and the rugby union fans are sort of the troublemakers in Oz, and the football fans are the nice guys, whereas over here the football fans are the hooligans.
Just completely misunderstood.
It's not too far off, but
is it?
Yeah.
No, you've just said there's a role reversal, isn't it?
It's the way it's covered.
I mean, like,
you just said that the rugby fans are quite
sit down and clap,
and the football fans are a bit more rowdy.
Yeah.
So the exact opposite of the point you've just
made. But we're...
So because I'm struggling to understand his accent.
I'll behave. All right. Coulson's got a worse accent than Greg.
The way the police and the security deal with us. They see us being...
Right, so they've got the focus from us, if you know what I mean. So they've probably taken the example of English football, so to speak, and portrayed it...
So we can all blame you.
Yeah. More finger pointing. There's a lot of finger pointing.
That was my left hand, so it was less like kind of.
Is that less aggressive? If it's left hand, less aggressive.
It's right in your face.
A good example. Someone takes a dive in rugby league, and they're just they're doing what they need for their team to
that's
win. Someone takes a dive in soccer, and they're a diver. They're it's a negative thing. Whereas if you do it in one of the other sports, you know, it's all good. Very much the.
So have you read any of the English press since you've been over? Have you picked up a Sun or a Mirror or anything like that?
No, I never pick up a Sun.
Good man.
So
I like the Daily Mail, but only because I get news about the Only Ways Essex.
Say you like the Mirror as well. Have you ever read the Mirror?
No, I did once online.
Yes,
I work in digital.
There you go. Well, we all work for the Mirror.
Oh, okay.
That's what we do. But no one really knows what Dan does at the Mirror.
No, do I.
Have you worked out yet?
Not a clue.
Nah, Dan doesn't know what he does.
I don't know what I do either.
There you go. It's good work. It's good work. What is Sean doing? Not only does he take 20 minutes to talk. It's a pint of lager.
Yeah, I'm not drinking lager, am I?
Oh, okay.
On the cider.
Dan's, he has to have go wheat.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd have to throw this in, wouldn't you?
I don't really eat bread either, so.
Thanks, mate. There we go.
Dan's got a wheat allergy. We went into a pub and he went, "Have you got any wheat free beer?" She went, "Yeah." She poured him a pint and he took a sip. This is wheat free, isn't it? She went, "No, it's a wheat beer."
I said it had wheat beer written on the side. I went, "This is a wind up, isn't it? It's false advertising." She went, "No, you wanted a wheat beer, didn't you?" I went, "Cheers." Then he went out to the pub out the back.
There you go. Not strictly football related.
Not football related, but take the piss out of Dan related.
Right, PFA player of the years.
Yes.
Van Persie.
Really need a piss.
Van Persie for Arsenal. Kyle Walker.
Yeah.
No, you've got no option to talk about Spurs now.
Wait.
Alright, yeah, you can come back to that. Sean, you happy with the PFA player and young player of the year?
Yeah.
Van Persie, player.
Well, definitely, you can't really. There are arguments for other people.
He ain't going to win anything, is he?
He wasn't very good against Wigan.
No, definitely not.
No, exactly, he wasn't.
And against Wigan as well, he refused to shake. Who's
Stephen Caldwell?
Stephen Caldwell's hand, he refused to shake
that
his
was,
hand.
That was really disappointing.
Scumbag.
Yeah, that was very disappointing.
Kyle Walker's an interesting one as well. A right back getting the PFA Young Player of the Year. I can't remember the last time, or if that has ever happened.
Great plays right back.
As a right back, it's about
time.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, right back's union.
It's about time there's been a bit more respect for right backs.
Exactly.
Sean played right back the other day for our work team, but he didn't actually touch the ball. It kept going under your foot, didn't it?
Yeah, well, hey, I cleared the ball up the line after Jim had let it go past me.
What position do you play?
He was in goal.
I'm not a goalkeeper, but I was
also
in goal.
Also, I made
let's stop talking about that. Yeah, go on. So as a right backs union,
exactly. It's about time right backs got respect. It's always the centre backs who get the props,
and so they should.
It's strange. He's a PFA Young Player of the Year, and he's not shooing for an England team, really.
No, not
he
really.
Might not even start a right back.
Will he even get in the squad?
Getting a squad.
Not necessarily.
He probably will start.
Over Glenn Johnson, Michael Richards.
I think he'll start.
Yeah.
We've just finished talking about Spurs. Right, let's go on to something else.
Hang on. Is there a strip club at Canary Wharf?
Yes.
Yeah, they're across the.
The Jingoes.
Apparently there is, yeah.
Yeah. You've never been? How long have you worked here for?
I didn't know it was there.
It's across the water, mate.
Every Tuesday.
Where did you get that from? The bathroom?
In the bathroom, yeah, they've just stuck them everywhere. Players package. I thought that was quite.
Leave it. Kyle Walker, PFA Young Player of the Year, but he might not even start for England.
He has to start for England.
Really?
Yeah, he has to.
What is that?
Because he's a PFA Young Player of the Year.
is that a fact?
No, it is a fact.
Yeah, all right.
It is a fact.
Yeah. I think he will.
He's been. I think he's wonderful. I think he's absolutely amazing.
You think he's wonderful?
Dan thinks he's dreaming.
I'd bum him, Jess.
Oh, not again. What? Come on, no more. No more of that.
Sorry.
There wasn't really
many. Tottenham fans are all the same.
What?
Bumming people.
Oh, whoa.
There wasn't many shots in the Premier League. League 1 and League 2, I'm fine with. The Championship, the talking point. The League 1.
League 1.
These guys might not know.
Right back.
Have you heard of Ched Evans?
Yes.
Have you heard what Ched Evans has done recently?
I've only heard of Ched Evans in the last few days, so yes, right. I have.
Has he ever bummed anyone?
Convicted.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Might be a good idea to use the complaints line again.
Any complaints to at Simon Head?
We'll bleed that one out.
I don't think we can.
I've got no issue.
Oh, no, you really should be. No, actually, no, I don't.
Basically, he was charged with rape. He's about a week ago.
Convicted of rape. Convicted. Sent down for 5 years.
Yeah.
5-year sentence, of which 2-year minimum serve as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not outrageous, but it was like when he's 2 years minimum.
There is no chance.
I've got no issue with him being in the team though.
How bad do you feel right now?
I feel terrible.
How bad do you feel right now?
Do you know when we jump on the tube and I grab one of those papers and read it?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't.
Burned.
Yeah.
There's no point in learning from that.
You've got no problem with it, no.
With the fact that he's in the team, no. Because it's a football. They're based on football.
Yeah, of course. Also, he has been brilliant in
based on football.
There's been a lot of debate about it.
What he's done in his personal life and what he's done recently is obviously.
Yeah, but it's kind of overstepping that kind of. That you can separate. But
these were voted for before the conviction was made as well.
Yeah, but the Football League could have stepped in and said, look, we're going to make a discretionary replacement.
What,
here.
Because he was potentially.
You can't just exclude
him. He was
innocent. He's been sent down for 5 years.
Not when the votes came out.
No.
Saying the PFA should have said, right, we'll give it to the second.
When was it announced? It was announced subsequently after the conviction.
So what you're saying, they should have put the votes out and then said, right, the third best striker goes into that team.
Mate, they're based on the football ability.
I don't get Aggie. It's a debate, and it's fair enough. Shawnee reckons he shouldn't be in. I reckon that it is, if it's purely based on football, then he should be in.
It is.
I completely understand. There's been a really big debate about it either way. And morally, it's completely wrong because he's just been convicted of rape.
Yeah.
Right? But purely on footballing basis, it's not like he's not going to be going to the awards ceremony. Don't worry about it. He's not going to be there. Don't worry about that. But the fact is that he has had a fantastic season in the Football League, and that is it. And he won't be having for at least another couple of years. So
yeah, I just think it's kind of. I mean, I have no idea whether he did it or not. He's been convicted. I just think it's slightly bigger than the League One Team of the Year.
That's fair enough. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
I think football is basically.
And you're wrong.
Yes, basically what I was going to say. Yes, in a sort of roundabout way.
Yeah.
Don't go roundabout. Go straight through it.
Yeah.
More pointed.
A couple of little mentions. A mention to at Rob Smith 83, because I said a mention. He's over in the Far East.
You're kind of going to have to a little bit.
Listens with his girlfriend. So I mentioned to him because I promised the words. He's probably listening. Also, for podcast trivia.
Are we not actually going to mention why we're mentioning him?
No. Just to say a little
bit. Hi, Robert, all the way from Australia.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, you say all the way from Australia. You're from Wigan. There you go. Right. Football podcast trivia. Did any of you get this?
I was too busy.
No, I didn't see the trivia.
Do you know what annoyingly was? I was actually too busy working this afternoon.
You don't even know what you do. So.
No,
this is true, yeah.
I was too busy confused about what I was doing.
Searching for a job description.
I was. I was genuinely gutted. I saw it and I didn't even get a chance to jump on it.
You were that busy. You've been emailing us A-League clips all day.
That was a lunchtime.
That's a complete lie.
It's good to actually see that someone's paying some attention and some interest.
Dan's our A-League correspondent.
God forbid no one in Australia is at the moment.
He used to just read it off a sheet and then we attacked him, but I still haven't got my Babbage update.
No, I didn't think it was the right time for that this week.
There's someone, two people from Australia there? Eli Babbage.
Oh, he's a good player.
Yeah. He always seems to score.
A background, but Dan's just...
We've been waiting for a while.
He's 19, isn't he?
He's unfortunately been coined the next Mark Viduka, so...
Ah, right.
He's been coined. I'm the next Mark Viduka.
He looks nothing like Mark Viduka.
No, he's sort of a big guy with a bit of skill who plays up front, so that's enough for Australia.
Yeah, he's a good player though. He's 19, played for. He's in the
Aussie team, isn't he?
He's in our youth team.
Yeah.
But he would have been
going to the Olympics if you'd qualified.
He would have been. Yeah.
Right. The soccer is a bit like.
One of my ex-girlfriends actually got Mark Viduka and Russell Crowe confused during the film Gladiator,
Gladiator. Oh look, it's Mark Viduka in the Gladiator outfit. No.
Gillingham had just played against Leeds, and our player manager got Mark Viduka sent off. Then we watched the film Gladiator, and she thought it was the same person. True story.
It's great.
Is that why she's an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm not mentioning any anything else, but yeah, she was.
You reckon she listens?
Probably not. My girlfriend might. So it doesn't. Really
Mark Viduka might. I don't want to annoy Mark, do I? Even though Babel just
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe was in Greenwich.
We've been trying
actually
to get Russell Crowe onto our podcast. Really? Yeah, because he's a South. He bought Souths, so the rugby league
he
team.
What?
He bought Souths.
He bought a team.
Yeah, rugby league team. So we've been trying to get him on our podcast, but we can't get him there yet. So stay tuned.
Almost actually Australia's version of Liverpool, a team that was great in the past but's done nothing recently. So
did say shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. Russell Crowe. That'd be an interesting guest. That would be very interesting, guys. Can you make that happen for us?
I'll do my best.
Do you write the celebrity gossip at the Mirror?
No, but I know people that do. Or we know people that do.
Why have gold when you can have silver? That's what they usually say. Right, little question. Podcast burning question. This has been in the mire for a while, and we've never actually got to it. Do you have Room 101 over in Australia?
No.
It's like a TV show where you can put one thing that you hate into a room and it's banished forever.
We'll gloss over the cultural reference of what it is.
There'll be many Australians.
What's the cultural reference?
What have you got in your
I've been hiding this for a while. Jim's going to give us
that. Oh, shit. Yeah, we've got a present for you.
He just pulled something out of his jacket. What are you doing?
It's because I told him, I said, don't show the guys, I'm going to put them out. And he's been hiding in there since
the whole time.
No, right, you must be sweltering.
I am, I really am. On the football. He left his jacket on. On the football. Stop it.
He's been over an hour and 10 minutes, and he's kept his jacket on the entire time. That is commitment to the cause.
He's only done it, I'd have forgotten about these. On the football podcast, we, this season, and you don't know this yet, we are going to collect every sticker into this sticker album.
Oh, really?
And we're doing swapsies and everything.
Are they being sold through a newspaper?
It's by Panini. So you might be able to get them out where you are, potentially.
No, Panini's where we are, sandwiches.
Yeah, we have Panini.
Don't worry, we've got Panini as well.
Do you live in Italy or something?
Coffee's better in Sydney than it is here.
So this is the official Panini sticker album, and we are going to collect it, and whoever gets it first is the winner. I thought I'd grab you two
there's
a couple.
There's nothing I like more than a competition.
We reckon it'll cost you about £35-40 of your English pounds to fill this in.
Fuck off.
We did the World Cup one.
It cost you about £2,000.
No. Did the World Cup one, cost us £48 exactly, and there was a lot more teams in the World Cup one. And the biggest thing you need is swapsies, and there's going to be at least 8 of us in the office doing it this time. So that's a lot of swapsies. Stuart Hall estimates 30.
Like back in the playground.
Exactly. Have you ever filled one out completely?
Never.
I've never done. And I'm really angry.
Your little face has lit up.
Aren't you as well now?
I'm a little bit excited.
And someone else in the office said it's brilliant because by the start of the tournament, you will know every player. Denmark will bring on their sixth sub.
Have we got a deadline?
No, we're just whoever finishes first finishes. But I don't care if I don't win. I'm gonna do it. You've got 6 stickers in there to start off with, guys. As well.
I think they're
all the same.
Luka Modric. Oh, yeah, swap.
They're all the same. Gareth Bale.
You got 2.
And there's 4 in the back, Sean. Calm down. Keep your coat on.
I've got your mate.
Yeah, they're all the same. Because they don't want to put different ones in there, because otherwise people will already start swapping before they've even brought them
back.
This is so on. Australia's going to beat England.
There you go.
How long are you guys over here for?
Last day in London, so we're off to Dublin after this.
Oh, well, you have a great time there.
Nice. Is that it?
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, it's good.
I thought I was going to be the one getting a stick. Sean is getting ripped.
Just glad it's not me for once.
Sean's so nice, we don't usually rinse him.
You don't really what?
We don't really rinse him because he's so nice. I'm still going to fuck you up a little bit more.
Remember what he said about women's football?
Yeah. I thought you would leave it, Sean.
Leave it.
I saw the other day.
I like women's footballers.
I like women, I like football.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
See what the
issue is. Some of them. Yeah.
You've got the finger now as well.
The British women's team. The British women's team are putting their Twitter.
On their shirts?
Yeah. Really? Some Twitter IDs on their shirts for the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's brilliant.
Lacrosse players in America have done that too.
It's a great idea, but you know, there's going to be like 2 or 3. Like, who's that? Rachel Smith, was it? The fit left back. She's going to get like
Rachel
10 million
Unit.
Followers. Yeah. Say again.
Rachel Unit.
Was she fit?
I think she was fairly attractive.
The goalkeeper was quite nice as well, wasn't she?
I can't remember.
What's that, the star players having a kid? Have you heard this? Have you heard this? Yankee.
Oh,
Yankee.
Rachel Yankee.
Yeah. She's quite old.
Rachel.
I think so. No, the start. I think the captain. Is it Rachel Yankee? The captain and star player is retiring from football. Either permanently or temporarily, because she's having noticed she's pregnant.
Right. Fair enough.
There you go.
Bit she of gets to see on the tube.
Football trivia for you.
Yeah. Right. So room 101, basically. Yes. You can banish one thing from football. So anything that you hate.
Do you know what?
Diving topical for you guys.
Do you know I said I didn't do any prep for this?
Yeah.
And but I did have a little look at this question.
We've had it on the sheet. You've had
preparation.
I've got room 101 completely mixed up. I thought room 101 was one of the things you put in that you want to keep forever. So I've got
Jess has only just found out what room 101 is. She's disgusted. Greg's disgusted.
So I've
Sean thinks you're an idiot.
Yeah. I've completely got it all right because my original answer was Ian Holloway.
He might be my room 101. I think he's a knob.
Well, I think it's hilarious. I thought if you want to keep someone forever in football, it'd have to be Ian Holloway. So I will come back to that. Carry on.
I wish Ian Holloway was the next Sydney manager. So
yeah, he'd be a great Sydney manager.
He'd be perfect. Attacking football and makes ridiculous quotes in the media.
Yeah, so give him as much media attention as possible.
And Sydney would love it. Lap it up.
I love it.
You say Ian Holloway attacking football, ridiculous question to me. It's the flip of Kenny Dalglish, ridiculous football and attacking the media.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yes!
I'll give you that one.
I'm really happy with that. Everyone else in the pub now knows. Sean, room 101.
I've completely misplaced the crib sheet where I thought I'd written down most of it.
It wasn't hidden in your jacket.
I pulled out. I was going to go with football money men. Not the people who put the money in, but people who leech money out. And we talked about Terry Venables a couple of weeks back.
Sydney FC manager.
Well,
Terry Venables. The good one, the Middlesbrough one.
Really?
Little one.
Yeah, he played three or four games.
Was brilliant.
Then we played a.
Stop it.
We played a exhibition game against LA Galaxy with Beckham. Janino got hacked out of the game. Never played for us again.
Really?
Yeah.
Never mind. How old was your age man for you then?
About 50.
I was going to say.
It was last week. So who are you putting in money men?
Yeah, I was going to give the example.
What are you talking about, Sean?
There were people who leaked money out. I thought I was going to give the example of Plymouth Argyle recently went into administration. Through cut price player sales, their administrators managed to raise £340,000. Their fee for administrating their whole disaster was £350,000. That's what I'd get.
Sean, are you in sales?
Yeah.
Because you can talk the fucking hind legs off a donkey. Bloody hell, you don't go. We asked for one answer to the question. You went over about 10 minutes.
Right, to be fair, he knew what the question meant. Which is
exactly.
I didn't know what it meant. I still didn't take me long to give the answer, right. Did it?
Give me a bloody answer then.
My one thing would be, I hate biased match reports. If you're reading an article in like the Mirror, in the Sun or whatever, especially over here, you can tell straight away, and Spurs are getting this against them. There's a couple of Mirror journalists which are Arsenal
fans.
You can tell they hate Spurs. So they're supposed to be impartial. They've gone to watch Spurs v Liverpool or Spurs v whatever. And you can tell from the first paragraph that they hate one of the teams they're watching. And they're there to give an impartial view on the match and their opinions. And I hate it. You can read it and we're privileged enough that we work there, so I can read an article and go, I know who he supports. And I can just ask someone, who does that guy support? And straight away, you'll know. Like, you can just know.
That's atrocious.
To be honest, and there's a way around it. I think that in the red tops, potentially, is where you get this. You should have, like, Darren Lewis writes the article, and underneath, he has to say who he supports.
Well, that's what happens when, like, you, for example, I work in tourism and events, when you get taken to Australia.
Yeah.
Like, by us, you have to say, so-and-so was taken to Australia by Destination South Wales.
So they know that it's got, like, a tourist log on it. So that would be mine. Right, have you guys got anything? I know it's just off the cuff for you, so...
You know what really annoys me? I know that's not the question.
Can you say, do you know what really grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears?
It's a new section. What really annoys Jess? We'll put that in for next week as well. Yeah, go on.
The fact that I have been to nearly every sports store in London, I cannot find a Wigan jersey anywhere.
You've been to a JJB?
Yes, I've been to every single one.
It's JJB, but who's responsible for JJB?
They only sold it.
He sold JJB on, didn't he?
But he's still got D. White, hasn't he? DW.
DW, that's just his initials, Dave Whelan Stadium.
I can't find a Wigan jersey anywhere.
Are you sure about that?
But you do realise what you just said, that in London I can't find a Wigan shirt
anywhere.
Yeah, but
how come I can find a Liverpool, Manchester United,
because they're a big team.
Yeah, people like
Wigan. Have got about nine
Everton.
Fans.
Wigan don't even have fans in Wigan.
They do. I saw them.
More pointing. I'm getting scared.
Anyway, if I was to take one thing out of the game, it would be cheating.
Berisha.
Berisha.
Yeah.
Did it at Drogba.
Ashley Cole.
Sergio Busquets.
Harry Kewell.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are your guys' thoughts on Harry Kewell?
You fancy Harry Kewell, or
I've
you like Harry Kewell?
Harry Kewell.
Okay, but how was he seen in Australia in terms of his footballing? Because over here, he was amazing. Like, if you watched people 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe longer
when
than
he was
that,
at, no,
I think we
much
when he was playing
like
Liverpool,
at Leeds, like 2000,
before Liverpool, when he went to Liverpool, when he was at Leeds, and sort of
2001, before Leeds went,
he was a phenomenal player, but he's. His career, when he went to Liverpool, he had so many injuries, and some of the things he did at Liverpool as well got a little bit blighted. When I now think of Harry Shaw, I don't think of him as being the great player.
Well, you know what? You know what you don't do? You're not born in Sydney and you're not bred in Sydney and then turn your back and go and play in Melbourne. You just don't do it.
Is that what he
did? Do not do it.
So
that's what he did.
It's like being a Liverpool.
So who did he
play
for?
Melbourne
Victory.
And not only that, his contract is he signed a contract that basically. Every extra person they get through the gates,
he gets the money for.
While it was being negotiated, they even tried to get the FFA to match it for away games as well. So the more people that turned up at Sydney
here
to watch
the
Harry,
you're only here for not also
the best part about it was the Melbourne Victory. The best part about it was Melbourne Victory were actually rubbish this year and actually got less crowds than last year.
They should take their office wages.
There's every chance he played for minimum wage this year.
Brilliant.
Did he not also try and get into his contract that his girlfriend, who's a former soap star, wife now, who's a former soap
mother
star.
Mother of three children.
Who would be
burned.
Right. You know what smells smoking?
Would be guaranteed a role in like a local soap.
That was a rumour, because if it was home and away, then Sydney were in. But she hasn't turned up in Neighbours, so I think that was wrong.
I like the fact he's on a minimum wage for free kids. Yeah. Well, I don't like that fact.
The other thing that he did was he delayed signing his contract with, I guess, because it's a bit like the MLS where you sign with the central body and then you play for their teams. He delayed that so that he could sign contracts with all their exclusive contract competitors. So he signed a contract with Ford, but Hyundai are the major sponsors of the A-League.
So
he went and signed for all the other people, all the competitors, and then signed his A-League contract.
Right.
So yeah, see, he's not
scumbag.
He's not thought of very well by anybody other than Melbourne Victory fans.
I will never wear my Socceroos jersey ever again.
So you hate Melbourne Victory.
Hate
about Melbourne Heart. You hate them as well.
No,
they're from Melbourne.
No, enemy out of it.
You like Melbourne
Heart? Enemy's your friend.
They're a good team. My favourite Socceroo ever, John Aloisi, is going to be the coach.
Oh, John Aloisi, Coventry City,
and Portsmouth as well.
I sat next to him on a plane once. Such a nice guy.
It only took him 30 minutes.
Jeremy.
Only took him 30 minutes to put his headphones on.
Really, he's having a bit of struggle, I think.
Yeah,
he's struggling for Coventry as well.
usually takes me 45, so he's doing well.
All right. Anyone else for anything else?
We're on at 1 hour and 22 minutes.
It's double our usual.
I'm quite upset we missed some questions for our special guest from Down Under.
Special questions?
Yes.
Well, I think we got those through at the start, to be honest, mate. Have you got any special questions for Jess or Greg? This is a bonus as well. We didn't even know Greg was coming.
No, it's errands for a life in the summer.
Huh? Where?
Erinsborough?
I don't even know what
you
know.
No, watch Neighbours.
No, I don't watch Neighbours. Nobody
in fact,
Australia watches
Nobody
Neighbour.
In Australia watches Neighbours right, anymore. It's actually been moved onto the second channel.
Yeah.
Really?
And they basically just make it to sell to you guys.
It's on channel 5 now, so it's been downgraded.
I've downgraded as well. I remember the 9/11 attacks. The news finished at 1:40. I was waiting for Neighbours to start at 1:45 and I was really annoyed. My dad came in and said, I don't know, something's happening in New York. Neighbours isn't on, is it? Neighbours didn't get shown that day. They carried on with the news coverage.
I don't even know what to say to that.
They carried on.
I don't even know what to say.
Nobody watches
How dare they carry on?
Exactly, yeah.
I was a little bit peeved for a few minutes, and then obviously I sort of calmed down, got a little bit of rationale. Right, we'll wrap it up.
We could literally sit here chatting for the next 2 hours.
Well, next time you guys come to Sydney, come and stay with us. Come and talk on our podcast.
Oh, big time.
Because we'll have you, and like we're
free beer as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Email us, banter at footballpodcast. We're on Facebook. Dan and Mike are supposed to take that over, but you don't really do much on it, do you, Dan?
I've done loads.
What have you done?
Nothing.
Facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Complaints, as ever, to @SimonHead. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast, and obviously visit the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. That's it, we're done.
Yeah.
Say goodbye,
everyone. I can't believe it's over.
It's all right.
I feel like enjoyed that. Like...